Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting
them.
Church, amen. We are blessed and praise God for MCI Ministry Radio.
There are so many branches, amen, that God has truly blessed us with to come forward. So we know that now, amen, praise God, that the churches, amen, are closed. And so we are here with our special edition from Mount Palmer International Church on Blog Talk Radio, our ministry radio. So we thank and praise God for, you know, just blessing us, amen, to do this on a Sunday morning. And I thank God for each and every one of you that came on this morning to join me this morning. Amen. Praise God. We know that many people are streaming and many people are doing Facebook Live and the nation. And listen, when I was coming down the steps, there were certain things that God had spoken to me this morning. Praise God. Concerning the nation is groaning in prayers. Amen. Praise God. People that never prayed before learning how to pray. Amen. So we know that truly the Lord is really pouring out his blessings and pouring out his anointing and showing them that we, you know, that he is God. He is God. He's all God by himself. He said in the last days, every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So we thank him. Amen. For just being on the battlefield fighting for our lives. Amen. So we bless and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I get started this morning, I'd like to say a prayer. It's just been a morning already, but I thank God, amen, that we are alive, we are woke, and we are here, amen, one with another. And as the God has kept giving me, we are standing shoulder to shoulder, amen. Praise God. Nothing, amen. Shoulder to shoulder this morning. How about that? Praise God. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, God. I glorify you and I lift you up, God, this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you have your way on this day, God. God, that you will move by your mighty power on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, that you will touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very sole of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will forgive us, Lord, for our sins on today, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we might have said something, done something, yes, Holy Spirit, that was not pleasing in thy sight, oh God. So we come repenting of our sins on today, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask, Lord God, as we present our day to you, God, today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would lead us, you would direct us, God, that you would talk with us. Yes, Holy Ghost, walk with us on today, oh God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray for all that's listening on this line, God, today, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, I pray that you would touch them, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father. And I pray, God, a special blessing be upon them today, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you are God all by yourself. And you don't need our help, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray that the word that you have given me, Lord God, hallelujah, God, will go out, God, yes, Holy Spirit, into the hearts of your people, Father God, starting with me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, that the fruit will, yes, Holy Ghost, that remain, God, within us, God, that we will walk and talk in the things of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I give you glory. And I pray, Lord, that you endow me, God, endow me with the power of your Holy Ghost, God, that I can teach, God, yes, God, according to your will and your purpose only, God. I pray for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give. Now, God, I open up the airways on today, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, I speak to the four corners of this world, God, today, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, that you would draw them, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, unto yourself, Lord God. And I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, anything that will come up, God, to bother, God, or mess with the radio station as, Lord God, as we go forward today, Lord God, that you will cancel it out right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your word will go out in power and force, God, in the name of Jesus, that it will be a blessing to your people, God, that lives will be changed, healing, deliverance will go forward, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say thank you, Lord God. Now, God, as I move out your way and allow the Holy Spirit to have your have your way, God. I pray, God, that you will move by your mighty power in the atmosphere, every home, God, that's represented, every car that's represented, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, we praise and we glorify you, and we lift you up on today. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Amen, amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil on Mount Carmel International Church this morning. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I want to talk to us about pursuing Jesus. Pursuing Jesus, the power of faith. The power of faith. Amen. Praise God. Pursuing Jesus. How about that this morning? Amen. We got to get into a place, amen, no matter what's going on around us, amen, we have to continue to pursue him. Amen. The power of faith. The power of faith. Some people have supernatural faith. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to teach on that, the supernatural faith. Amen. Because there are different levels of faith, from glory to glory to glory. Some people been endowed with supernatural faith, and some people has been endowed, amen, with faith. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, with faith alone, but there's a power that rests upon the inside of us that we have to learn how to erect and move forward in the things of God. How about that? But today, praise God, hallelujah, I want to talk to us today. I want to go to, if I can draw your attention, amen, to Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 46 and 52. 46 through 52. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, if you have it, amen. Read with me. The Bible says in Mark, the 10th chapter, starting at verse number 46, amen, it says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus asked and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto you?' 'What is it that I could do for you?' The blind man said to him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way. Thy faith, come on, has made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for blind Bartimaeus this morning. We thank and praise God for the power of faith. We thank God that we can pursue him even greater. Recognize Jesus is near. Like Barnabas, you need to have a fresh encounter with him. Somebody say a fresh encounter. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Because we need a fresh encounter with the Lord. Something happens when Jesus is near. Faith and hope and the promise. promises of new possibilities arises in our hearts of those who encounter him. Oh, come on, somebody say, God, I need a fresh encounter. Come on and throw your hands up this morning. Amen. I need a fresh encounter. Anybody need a fresh encounter with the Lord? Here in the story this morning, Jesus and the disciples and a large crowd was actually leaving the city of Jericho in verse number 46. And nearby sat Barnabas, blind and begging. Come on, somebody. The blind man heard that it was Jesus that was passing by and heading out of the city. His window of opportunity. Is there a window of opportunity, praise God, that you are asking God to do for you today, praise God? And are you asking God, amen, praise God, for a new anointing? Are you asking God, amen, hallelujah, for just a fresh wind to blow upon you? Oh, come on, somebody. The wind of opportunity was passing by and heading out of city. The wind of opportunity was rapidly closing. What was he to do? What was Barnabas to do, praise God? Should Jesus continue on his way, Barnabas would remain in the same sorry and tragic state that he spent all his entire life just sitting there and begging, praise God. Yet something is happening in the heart of the blind man. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. He had heard about Jesus and glory to God, that by his command, glory to God, the deaf could hear and the dead were raised. Amen. Praise God. And yes, the blind could see. And now for Barnabas, incredibly, that one, the hope of Israel, the son of David, is walking by. Amen. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Tell someone around you, amen. I don't know who's listening today, praise God, but somebody around you, amen, you need to recognize that Jesus is near. Perhaps you feel that like Barnabas felt overlooked. Come on, somebody. A lot of you, amen, feel overlooked, forgotten about by God, and mistreated by life and harshly labeled. After all, he is known as blind Barnabas. His disability became his name. Oh, come on, somebody. If anybody ever called you out of name, praise God, that one, amen, praise God, that can't see, that one, amen, that's a drug addict, that one, that was a prostitute, that one, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit, that don't care about themselves. And there's a lot of things that we can say about somebody, but Barnabas, amen, he recognized, glory to God, the one, praise God, hallelujah, that you call the drunk, amen, they know by name, amen, that's what they call him, but blind Barnabas was known as blind Barnabas in the Bible. His disability became his name. Yes, praise God, hallelujah. I declare to you today that that same Jesus that drew near to blind Barnabas in our text that we read today is passing by you every day. And this day, he's there with you. How do I know that Jesus is there? Amen. The Bible says, amen, glory to God. Now, use the scripture all the time. Matthew 18 and 20, where two or three are gathered in his name, there I am, amen, in the midst. I'm right there with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you touching the ground, amen, today with me? Because the Bible says when two or three come together in my name, I'm there. Amen. Where there are people, the people of God worshiping him and in spirit and in truth and exalting him into the highest place, there is Jesus. Amen. The Bible declares, amen, in Psalm 22 and 3, that glory to God, that he inhabits, amen, or is enthroned upon the praise of his people. I love that great worship song, amen, and I think about worship song, majesty, amen, his majesty becomes, and it defines what his verses and songs mean, where his majesty is worshiped and exalted, the king of you are yet worshiping him, grace comes to you. While you are yet worshiping him, peace comes to you. Come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God. It comes to you while you are yet worshiping him. True hope comes to you while you are yet worshiping him. Faithfully imparted into you while you are yet worshiping him. Love and compassion flows fully and freely throughout the house of God. And right near where we're at, praise God, it comes to you. Bringing life to all who are touched by this flow. This flow, this flow, this flow. Amen. Glory to God in the anointing. Amen. That we read. Amen. In Isaiah 61. Praise God. We always read Isaiah 61. And then we go to Luke, the fourth chapter. Amen. Isaiah 61 and Luke 4 says the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because why? The Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom, praise God, to the captive, and release, come on, somebody, release from darkness for the prisoners, amen, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, 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 and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that are mourned, amen, praise God, to provide, to provide, to provide for those who have been grieved and dying, amen, praise God, hallelujah, to bestow on them the crown of beauty instead of ashes. Come on, somebody, the oil of, oh, come on, my God, the oil of gladness instead of mourning. Get a praise in your spirit, amen, high, yes, Holy Spirit, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. Praise God, you got to get to the place where you get to the God and you begin to worship him. Let the flow come to your heart. Let the flow come to your mind. Let the flow come to your spirit, amen, hallelujah. Somebody shout right there, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think by now we know that there is a difference between omnipresence of God and the manifest presence of God. Just because God is everywhere does not mean that he discloses himself everywhere. Come on, somebody. There are times and seasons determined by our sovereign God when he draws near. Somebody say, Lord, please draw near. Draw near to me, God. Draw near, God. I need you, God. Draw near, God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. God, sprinkle the oil on me again, God. Breathe on me again, oh God. Yet there is one other factor we need to throw in there, that God is attracted to those who passionately pursue him. Consider this morning that Jesus taught of the three realms of prayer. The Bible says in Matthew 7, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just write it down, Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11. He said, ask, you will receive, seek, and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened to you. For some of the things we face, it takes more than asking, more than seeking, greater levels in crisis, amen, hallelujah, and of need requires a greater response towards God. Here, blind Bartimaeus had persistently and passionately knocked in order to enter into a new season with God. Somebody say, I'm knocking, God, I'm knocking. I'm knocking into a new season, amen, with you. Praise God, hallelujah. He tore from the realms of the spirit. Amen. Brian Bartimaeus knew that he needed the help of the Lord. He knew he'd been in that state for a long time. Another reason is I think that we fail to recognize the time of his visitation is that our time that we are blinded in life and cannot see Jesus for ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to say it again. Another reason I think we fail to recognize the time of his visitation is that there are times that we are blinded in life and cannot see Jesus for ourselves. Barnabas couldn't see Jesus for himself. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory this morning. Sometimes the cares of our days and the weariness of life can temporarily blind us, so numb our senses that we can't perceive the nearness of God. That didn't stop blind Bartimaeus. Why should it stop us? When you can't see, feel, Lord, sense the presence of God. That is the time that we find, amen, someone who can trust. Who can you trust? Oh, my God, I give you glory. Who can sense his presence? When this witness tells us, see, there's a witness on the inside that says, no, that God's presence is there. He's close. He's here. Take them at their word, because God sometimes put us around people that can discern his presence. Ah, glory to God. I asked God a long time, God, yes, Oboshanda. Lord, let your presence be known to me when you enter into a building, when you enter into my room, God. Let me feel your presence, God. There's a faith that you have to know, that there's a time that you don't even feel God's presence, but you have to witness on the inside that know that God is here. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Somebody shout, Jesus is here. Hallelujah. When the witness tells you he's close, he's here, take them at their word. Go for it. Begin to lift your hands and cry out in faith to the Lord. Some of you are waiting for a supernatural encounter with God. One blind man saw more than the entire city and delayed the deity long enough for the miracle. There are times in our lives, amen, hallelujah. Today, I want to be the one to tell you that Jesus is near. This is how you enter into a new season with God. You hear that Jesus is near. Jesus is near, and if Jesus is near, anything can happen. But as you encounter, come on, somebody, the one who is near, you begin to see by faith the possibility of things you only dream of or thought could never be possible. Let you to consider that we must be able to respond. There's a response that has to take place. If Jesus is near, refuse to let him pass by you. A lot of times, praise God, we're so busy looking at everybody else that we can't perceive that Jesus is near us. A lot of times we get in the midst of people and everybody's doing their own thing in church, praise God, high, that's Holy Spirit. And we refuse, amen, to do what God has called us to do. I remember one time being in service, amen, and I heard the Holy Spirit, everybody just lifting their hands up and worshiping the Lord. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, I hear the Spirit of God say, I want you to get on your knees, and I want you to worship me. If I paid attention to everybody else and how they felt about me, I would never give what God say do. But because people around us, we look at, amen, that worship, it has to be a certain kind of way. Come on, Holy Ghost. But there's a time that God wants you to be radical for him. There's a time that, amen, that you have to know that his presence is there and you're able to reach and get what you need from him. There's a time, amen, praise God, that God gives you a personal encounter with him if you just let yourself go. My God, I get it, glory. Because everybody standing by, it doesn't look like God. But see, we refuse to let him pass you by. The Bible says in verse 7:47, it says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus. God, he didn't care how he looked. Son of David, have mercy on me. In 48, it says, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Come on, somebody. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Like Barnabas, we must cry out until you are heard. Can't worry about somebody else and how they feel about you. Can't worry about, amen, you be around people that don't even want you to praise God. You be around people, praise God. You know that the devil, amen, just rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Keep on going, praise God. Because a lot of people that you get around, amen, they let the enemy use them, praise God. They don't want you to praise God in the beauty of his holiness, praise God. So I want you to praise God and lift your hands up to the Lord. But I give the devil notice today, praise God. Wherever I'm at, I'm going to give God his due praise. Come on, somebody. I told one time we was riding, praise God. I was going through a hard time, praise God, and I was riding with Pastor Waters one day, and a record came on, praise God. I felt like getting out the car and giving God the praises. And sometimes we got to give radical just like that. Let's stop the car. Let me give God the praises, amen, that's due to him today. There's something on the inside that wants me to praise him no matter where I'm at. If I'm in the supermarket, I give him praises. That means that he's flowing through me, praise God. He's anointing me and he's refreshing my spirit again. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Like Barnabas, we must cry out until you are heard, even if the breakthrough come next week or next month. For out of the breakthrough, come on, somebody, for out of this breakthrough, amen, from your encounter with Jesus, faith will come that can move mountains. Come on, somebody. In other words, move out every obstacle that stands in your way. You don't know what your praise is doing. You don't know what your worship is doing. Here, the passion, the pursuit of Barnabas is heard. He begins to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And a lot of times, amen, we go with these big old long prayers and glory to God. And sometimes, praise God, you got to get to the point where you say, Lord, just bless me. Lord, just bless me. And he didn't go through no long prayer. He said, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Some have tried believing that God without encounter with him. Glory to God, glory to God. Let me say that again. Some have tried believing God without encounter with him, without having a visitation. It is not enough to know that Jesus is there. You must be like Barnabas, refuse to let him pass you by. Oh, come on, somebody. Your pursuit must be with his intensity. Amen. The scripture says, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. We have this short promise. This short promise. Come on, somebody. Church, I'm talking to the church. God, that total double shanda. That God will really fully respond to our acts of passion and intense pursuit of him. This is how things work in the kingdom of God. It has been a passionate encounter. You get a church on one accord, or you come together, amen, on one accord, or you come together with God on one accord, where you pour your heart out to him. Perhaps many tears and family, there's a breaking, and come on, somebody, in his presence, amen, and the nearness of his glory floods your spirit. Sometimes, praise God, the encounter will cause you to cry out with the Lord. It is an encounter with Jesus that faith is conceived, and then your heart comes a reality of the possibility of things coming in existence that never existed before. If in your pursuit of Jesus, we have to close your eternal eyes in order to have faith. It's your eyes. Come on, somebody say, Lord, bless my eyes. Touch your eyes today. Glory, touch your eyes. Touch your eyes, Lord. Open up my eyes. Bless my eyes, Lord. Let me see 2020 in the natural. Let me see 2020 in the realm of the spirit. Let me have an encounter with you, God. Hallelujah. We bless and we praise our God. We come on, somebody say, I bless and I praise God for what he is doing on this day. He is moving by his Holy Spirit. He is Shanda. You shall have a bounce back anointed. Amen. Hallelujah. God is working it out for you. Praise God. He's going to work. Somebody say he's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. He is going to work it out. But while you are yet waiting, give him the praises that due to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to an intermission, and I'll be right back. Praise God. Don't you go nowhere. Yes, Holy Spirit, allow God to do what he's going to do on the inside of us. Allow God to encounter that he's going to have what you want today. Somebody say today, 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 today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got
introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
Today, but also saw the reality of what was before and Now faith, come on, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the things that we do not see. Come on, somebody, glory to God, I read your version. Faith operates in the now. Somebody say, faith operates in the now. It is now faith. Come on, my God, I give you glory. It may take some time for your faith to grow and take root beneath the surface in the spiritual realm, beyond where the natural eye can see, or even beyond feelings. Come on, somebody. But it will come to pass. Your eyes will see it. My God, I give you glory. If you keep pursuing the one and only Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. But even so, faith is present reality. Amen, hallelujah. It is your present reality. Refusing to let Jesus pass by means that you have to persist to overcome the unbelief of the crowd. Now, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Look at that crowd. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Man, you can have faith to the mountain, but if you get around some people, amen, glory to God, that don't have those faith, you are in big trouble. Yes, my God, I give you glory. You got to get around some faith believing God. You got to get around the ones, amen, that God has already poured in. Yes, Holy Spirit. You got to get around people that believe further than you believe. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You got to get, because you know what? Let me tell you, the enemy will snatch all your faith out your chest. Out of your spirit, he will snatch it if you don't, you allow him to do it. Refusing to let Jesus pass by means that you have persisted to overcome, amen, the belief of the crowd. The Bible says in Mark 10:48, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. The crowd will be against you one moment and then the next, they'll be with you. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't be surprised when others don't see what you see. Even well-meaning believers will look at you like you're crazy when they hear you confession of faith. And that's why you can't share so much with people, because they look at you like you ain't got no sense. Maybe even your wife or your husband, your best friend, or even your pastor sometimes, praise God, that God pours so much in you, praise God, don't believe, amen, that God has given you another level of faith. The Bible says that the crowd and even the disciples severely, they rebuked Barnabas, commanded him to be quiet, but this caused Barnabas to cry out even louder. Somebody say even louder by faith. He became more determined because he knew it was time for an encounter. Somebody said it's time for an encounter with God. It's time with encountering God, with the one that who does the miracles. That you're looking for a miracle, amen. Praise God. You got to pursue him like you never pursued him before. Amen. Nothing was going to stop him from receiving it. One translation even said, Barnabas cried out, have compassion on me now. Come on, somebody, do not quit. There's time for the season of knocking, and do not let Jesus pass you by on this day. You cannot, come on, you cannot, amen, afford to stay in the same place another day. There's days, amen, of tremendous things that happen when Jesus passed you by. There's visitation, amen. You say, Lord, I need a visitation from you today. Glory to God, glory to God. And sometimes, praise God, we even want to give up because we don't get the visitation on the day, but God can come by anytime. Sometimes a great outpouring come upon us, amen. We don't even know why. It's something that you prayed about before. Yet, the visitation, yet so many are enslaved to the opinion of the crowd. Their lives are tossed violently upon the waves and what others think, praise God. You got to get out of what people think. Get delivered from folks, amen, praise God. That was one thing I asked God, to deliver me from people. Deliver me, God. Deliver me from the folks. Deliver me from what what they think. Amen. Praise God. Do you want to be a millionaire one day? Praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Do you want something greater in God? Yes, Holy Spirit. See, the contestants can ask the crowd of what they think, but what they think and what they think. They write answers. Amen. Praise God. The questions, and then they broke it down. Praise God. You kind of get to the point where you know what God is saying to you. Praise God. You ask the crowd, what do you think? You ask your sister, brother, what do you think? Amen. What is God saying to you? Praise God. Will there be a visitation from the Lord? It is time to break free from what others think and say. You can see Jesus with faith eyes. Do not let the crowd stop you. Come on, somebody. Can you hear his voice, or do you hear the crowd, or even the disciples? Amen. There is only one voice that matters, and the end of the thing, praise God, is the voice of the Lord himself. Oh, Jesus is there. Refuse to let him pass you by. Because Barnabas persisted and did not allow the crowd or even the disciples to extinguish his shout of faith. The Bible says in verse number 49 that Jesus stopped. Come on, somebody. My God, he got this guy's attention. He got Jesus' attention, y'all. Oh, glory to God. What wonderful words of hope for us today. My God, I give you glory. Jesus is passing by. Yet the vine beggar touches the heart of the master. Ah, my God, I give you glory. Not only does he stop, but he called Barnabas to himself. Me? Barnabas like, wait a minute, hold on. I know I was crying out, but there's a question here. He's calling me. Come on, somebody. He's calling you. He's calling you. The Bible says in Mark 10 and 49, Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called him to the blind man. Cheer up, he said. I'm trying to hurry up, y'all. Cheer up. On your feet. He's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumps on his feet and came to Jesus. In order to pursue Jesus, come on, somebody, you have to throw off the outer garment of excuses. The Bible says, amen, he threw his cloak off. He threw his coat off. We got to throw the garment off of us sometimes, amen, praise God. Those excuses that we make. Barnabas threw off his outer garment, jumped up, and came to Jesus. What does the outer garment signify in your life? Some have a hard time coming to Jesus because they are wrapped in excuses, reason and fear, guilt, grief. Do you know what you are tied up in? Praise God. Do you know that you are all, come on, all of us, sometimes are tied up. And you can't explain, amen, in great detail what is happening. Sometimes we get accustomed, amen, to being in poor condition. That you have gotten used to it. And you think that it's never going to change. You think that you are not worthy to receive anything from God because of your past. For others, amen, the outer garment signifies the natural mindset of unbelief. That what you need God to do is just too difficult. Come on, somebody. And there's too many reasons why it couldn't happen. It's time to throw off the outer garment. Somebody, throw it off. Throw it off. Throw it off and jump up. Faith is in his belly, leaps it within harmony. And so he jumps up. Come on. I'm asking you today to jump up. Jump up today. Yes, glory to God. Jump up and now say, throw off that outer garment. This is your time. You have to yell it, rejoice it. Keep calling God on it. Receive the desires of your heart. When you recognize that Jesus is near, you refuse to let him pass by, he will receive you and give you the desires of your heart when you submit to the Lord. The Bible says in Mark 10, 51, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked them. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. The Bible says in verse 52 that go, said Jesus, healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. What do you want me to do for you today? This is what Jesus said to Barnabas. This is a sweet moment in his life. It's a moment when God rewards persistent faith. The word gushed out of the mouth of the blind man, Rabbi, I want to see. What is it that you need from Jesus today? What do you want me to do for you? Can you see the possibility? Open up your sanctified imagination. Come on, somebody. And begin to see the possibilities. Amen. Something's coming into existence that never existed before. Something that you have longed for Jesus to do in your life. Something that you have given up on that others told you. Oh, come on, somebody. That couldn't happen. This is your time, says the Lord. What is it? What will you believe God for? You have God. You have God's attention. You have Jesus' attention. Jesus is near, and he delights to do for you what only he can do. Your faith has made you whole. Certainly you will hear these words of commendation and of blessings when you recognize that Jesus is there and refuse to let him pass you by. Barnabas was given more than sight, but received wholeness in every area of his life. All because he recognized that Jesus was near and refused to let him by. The 10 lepers all was cleansed, come on somebody, but only one was made whole because they came back and told him, thank you, my God, I give you glory. Immediately he followed Jesus along the road. Barnabas became a disciple, a follower of the Lord. His passion pursuit of Jesus for a healing became a firm commitment to following Jesus. Just tell him, amen. Is that him? Jesus passed through the gate. The blind beggar on the side of the road turned to someone standing nearby and asked the question, is that him? Tell me, is that him? Yeah, Barnabas, that's him. Hallelujah. That's him. Then you better get out of the way. I'm about to lose my dignity. Come on, somebody. Get out of my way. I'm about to lose everything. Oh, my dear. I don't care what the crowd says. I don't care who's talking. I need Jesus right now. Friend, let me tell you. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. You cannot preserve your dignity and seek Jesus. You can't save your faith and seek his faith. At some point, you're going to have to lose your spiritual manners. You need to forget what you are supposed to do, when and where and how. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Tell somebody else they need to catch on fire. They need the anointing. It's time to pursue. I think he's in the building. Come on. Somebody say he's right here with me. I think he's close. I don't know how it feels, but I refuse to let him go. Jesus, Son of David, please don't pass me by. Hallelujah. Why don't you forget about your manners now? It is time to lay aside the religious protocol. Come on, somebody. You all got a protocol. The thing that dictates what's supposed to happen and when. God has always preferred spiritual hunger over spiritual rituals. Come on, somebody. Are you going to miss your moment? Can you know that God is near? Remember that God is stopping by to break protocol. He's breaking protocol today. You can almost feel his presence. Have you yet had his visitation? What happens when he visits? Hallelujah. We thank and praise God, amen, on today. And I thank God, amen, that he allowed me to bring forth his word on this morning. Glory to God, glory to God. But I feel his power, I feel his anointing, and I feel that whatever I'm speaking out of my mouth, it is catched on fire to you today. You might be millions of miles away from me, but I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will have an encounter with the Lord thy God, Ashatokumashia, and you will not miss your moment. Come on, somebody. You will not miss your moment. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. With that being said, amen. You are on the air with Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. I thank and praise God for you, and you. Amen. On this morning, praise God. I'm getting ready to pray. Don't y'all go nowhere. I got something to tell y'all. Amen. Praise God. When I was getting up this morning, amen. And I know the time is winding out. But when I was getting up this morning, I heard two words, and it says Ruach. And I said, Ruach. And then I heard the Kairos timing of God. And those two things, and when I came down, great that I began to look at it, and I'm gonna talk to y'all maybe next week on it, because those are two words that God gave me, and I had to look up the words, amen, praise God. The Ruach is the natural force which represents in its extended meaning the breath of life in human beings and the creative and filling power of God and his spirit, the Bible spirit, the wind of breath, Ruach, is the wind that parted. Come on, my God, I give you glory. The water, amen, with Moses, and it was created, amen, it created dry land. It was the very breath that God breathed into humans and for our creation, the same spirit that parted the Red Sea. And when I heard that, and he said, Oshia, he is blowing the breath into the nations. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to talk about that more because I know God got some words to talk about with that. Then he said the Kairos timing of God. The appointed time and the purpose of God. The time when God acts. Come on, somebody. And Acts, when time of God, Acts in Mark 1:15, the Kairos is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. God is always surprising us perfect timing, the Kairos timing of God. When God surprises us, when God does what he does, the wind of God, when God changes, and I always say from the north, south, east, and west, the wind of God blowing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not going to stay with you, all. Amen. Hallelujah. Just wanted to share that with you. I will bring forth more of that word with you. Amen. But anyway, today is Sunday. Don't forget your 6 at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. At 6 p.m. on the same channel. Amen. It's been a blessing. Amen. What God is doing through him and with him. And praise God. So we thank and praise God for your 6 at 6. Amen. And don't forget, amen, our power and praise. Amen. At 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. I'm going to pray. And I thank God for you and you and you. Amen. I'm thanking God. I bless God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Thank you all. Amen. For joining me on this time, this hour. Amen. I was truly blessed. And I pray that you was blessed as well. Amen. Hallelujah. We are, yes, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. We are in our global reset, but God is getting ready to move. Amen. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we bless God for what he is getting ready to do. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your goodness and mercy, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for how you bless us on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we have to be persistent, Lord God, in seeking you, God, that you can anoint us afresh, oh God, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will have a different encounter with you, God, from day to day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are already near us, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for even a burst of praises, God, and we pray, God, God, for every stagnation, Father God, that's set in our lives, Lord God, that the enemy has sent, God, our way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know that this is the timing, God, the timing, the perfect timing in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we ask, Father God, that you'll continue to have your way in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you let your blood prevail, God, against every sickness, every disease, God, yes, Holy Spirit. God, I'm asking, Father God, that you will breathe on them, God, a fresh new anointing. I heal in the virtue, God, God, in the Moshanda. God, I pray, Lord God, that you will bless us spiritually, physically, financially, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, most of all, mentally, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, keep your hands upon us, oh God, said, thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, Lord God, that we will hold on to the horns of the altar, Father God. God, bless our families, God, everyone that's represented here, God, cover them, God, in the Moshanda. In the Mashiach, yes, God, in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, that no sickness will come to the dwelling places, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I speak, God, God, to everyone, Lord God, that's sick, God, on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would send a special healing anointing, God, to break the yokes of sickness, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, God, we thank you right now, God, and God, we pray for all the ones that lost loved ones, God, through these crises, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord, you will protect all the ones, Lord God, that still stand on the front line, God, to serve your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we say thank you, Lord God. God, I pray for all the children across the nation, Lord God, that you will keep them safe, God, under your arms, God, in the most time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And we bless you, Father God, for what you have done already, God, in the most time. God, bless our homes, God, bless our homes, God, bless our homes, God, bless our bodies, God, bless our children, God, bless our husbands, wives, God, our extended family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father. We thank you for all things great and small. These things we pray in your Son Jesus' name. And with that being said, yes, Holy Spirit, I pray that you was blessed. Enjoy the song as it go off. Amen. Praise God. See you again. See you again. See you again. That you will hear, amen, the blessing of the Lord, and you will see the blessing of the Lord. Let your eyes be 20/20 in the natural as well as in the spirit. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Happy Sunday.
And here are today's top stories of 1941. In a case brought by Congressman Arthur Mitchell, the Democrat from Illinois, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that separate facilities on railroads must be substantially equal. The 99th Pursuit Squadron, an all-Negro unit, was formed today, and the Tuskegee Training Program is established. They will fly more than 500 missions.
Y'all know what I was thinking just a few minutes ago. I know we need doctors, and I know we need the lawyers, and I know we need my sisters and my brothers and my mothers. But when it comes down to the spiritual things, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody hold you like Jesus. Can't nobody control you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. So long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. My. Church this evening. King Jesus, as long as I got
got King Jesus. Long as I got King Jesus.
King Jesus, as long as I got King Jesus.